The year is 1996. The Springfield music scene is full of classic acts such as the Skeletons and the Smarties. Big Smith is beginning to take the town by storm. The popular band Barefoot Revolution is getting ready for a CD release show at the Juke Joint. They ask three friends, Tom Hutchison, Brian Robbie Roberts, and Marcus Allen, to put together an opening group for the show. They said yes and put together a band called Equal Sponge 22.
We were basically broke musicians hanging around.
If that voice sounds familiar, that's because Hutchison has spent years at KSMU, most recently on air during pledge drives and also hosting the long-running but now defunct music program Excursions. Equal Sponge 22 played weird fusion metal jazz, and they liked it so much they kept playing after the Barefoot Revolution show. When I ask about vivid memories of that show, Hutchison gets very specific.
It smelled like the Juke Joint.
Because it was the Juke Joint.
Because it was the Juke Joint.
Equal Sponge was out to make Springfield weird, or at least make Springfield sound weird.
We were going for obnoxious complexity. The band was basically attempting to pull off Spinal Tap. There was a point where, you know, we're a trio. We'd be playing, you know, relatively small gigs, and we had a laser light show. We had multiple smoke machines.
For Hutchison, Roberts, and Allen, the more ridiculous, the better.
Robbie had an electric spatula.
Still do.
Then, Hutchison hurt his arm around the year 2000.
And, you know, I spent all this time just playing and was told I had nerve damage. And I quit playing.
Equal Sponge 22 called it quits. Hutchison didn't play music for the next 15 years.
So that's one of your greatest fears when you're a musician, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Roberts and Allen kept playing together in different projects, and Allen eventually moved to Las Vegas. But in 2018, Roberts and Hutchison got some bad news.
I ran into a friend, and he told me that Marcus, that he had cancer and was going to die. And we took a trip out to Vegas where Marcus was living, Robbie, myself, and our friend, and spent Marcus's last weekend with him, one of his last weekends with him, just kind of saying goodbye.
He was in really bad shape, so we just hung out with him at his house. Yeah, we cooked out. And we just hung out and
chatted. Yeah, we just kind of sat there and just talked, you know.
Despite his condition, Allen kept a good attitude about life.
He really was okay with where he was. There was one thing that people are, you know, you're dying. So everybody's like, oh, what's the thing? And
right.
It cracked me up because Marcus was very matter of fact. He's like, man, I'm not your guru. I'm not going to I don't know. I got cancer.
After Allen passed away, Roberts told Hutchison they were going to have a memorial for him in Springfield and wanted to do an Equal Sponge reunion. Hutchison figured he could tolerate the pain in his arm for one show.
It was a great gig. It was a wonderful evening and, you know, really enjoyed it.
It was at this time that Equal Sponge 22 evolved into Equal Sponge 22.0.
When Marcus was in the final stages of his cancer, he said that I'm not really dying. I'm becoming Marcus 2.0. And so we thought it would be a lovely tribute to him to call it 22.0.
With the memorial show, Hutchison also finally found relief in his arm. He visited a massage therapist who found it was misdiagnosed as nerve damage and was only tendonitis. Now, Hutchison is back to shredding guitars again.
To be able to play again was probably the best gift I could have gotten from Marcus.
So now, Tom Hutchison and Brian Roberts carry the spirit of Marcus Allen with them in Equal Sponge 22.0. It might be slightly more refined with age, but they still try to find the ridiculous and weird just as much as they did when they started.
I mean, I feel like in a world of infinite possibilities, I mean, you got to explore as many of them as you possibly can.
Thanks for tuning in to Soundcheck. I'm Jess Belisle.